And Spencer and Stephanie and Astro Marco for all the work and all the participation to this event. Otherwise, we wouldn't have this Accessibility Awareness Day special. And you, the listener. So, DB, why don't you guys join me of saying thank you very much?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We hope that you enjoyed today's content.
Thank you for listening in and tuning in and being a proud supporter of CITR's Access Day. We hope you enjoyed it.
And tune in for next year's third annual Access Day. Right, Kelly?
Yes, and don't forget, it's on the third week of May.
Yeah.
Of next year.
Of next year.
Third week, that is on the Thursday of May. All right?
All right, bye.
Have a great day, everybody.
Woo! Access Day, yeah.
Access Day now comes to a close. We close with Ott in the song called On the Line. Take care. See y'all next year.
Featureless stranger upon the ridge. Don't fear on your approach. This shade all the way. Ava Maria, I am your dog. There on the horizon line, I'll be your man inside. There on the horizon line, I'll cut it all away. Could not get up like a ribbon, it's so fat, but not at all. Tie my heart up like a bow, it's so fat, but not at all. Softer than Rome, do you know about Chicago? Oh, she sees only the hill where the buffalo roamed, and all my feet could have followed.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Get the fuck out my sight. Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And this is Thursday, every second Thursday, 6 to 7:30. You have my dulcet tones for the next hour and a half. Usually a suave young gent by the name of Christian would pipe up and chat to me and say hi to you guys. But unfortunately, I am flying solo. So usually there's the two of us, but Fleur, it's just you, me and you and all my ultra egos tonight. So just the two of us. Christian is away getting his Viking on in Norway, but we'll be back in mid-June. So you get to hear him and all his adventures of being away in Norway and Italy. But I'm still here and I'll be with you for the next hour and a half. If you're a new listener to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, we profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. And what that means is we play a song that has a positive social justice message or a positive message, and or we just play a song like the one that you just heard that we really like. And I'm using the royal we because Christian's usually here. Don't worry, I'm not thinking I'm a third person point of view, but it's just the natural state of being when you have a co-host. So Christian and I choose songs that inspire us to be involved in positive change, or we just really like the song, and then we try and find out what the artist has been involved in philanthropically, as well as telling you a bit about what they're up to and what they've been doing, but really highlighting their charitable side of their music to inspire you, the listener out there, to be involved any way you can, hopefully through listening to our music and finding out about your favourite artist's charitable endeavours that will inspire you to be involved in potentially what your favourite artist is involved with, or something that really talks to your heart that you've been wanting to get involved with over the last few years and has been inspired through listening to us to go out and change the world locally, nationally, or globally. But first up, I wanted to talk more about the music, and then we have some, I'm not a we. I have some great music for you. Some really powerful social justice music and musicians that really, have something to say in their music that's coming up. And then right now we just heard Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros with their song Hot Coals from their new album Person A. That was a 7 minute 21 second soundscape of fabulousness. I love it. I think that the 3 minute and 50 second songs are great, but sometimes you just need a little longer to really get into that vibe. Apologies for a couple of swear words in there. If you're listening, sorry about that. But you know what? That's part of the artist trying to create the really identify what he's expressing and what he's feeling right now. But Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, we profiled a different song a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to profile them again because this album is extremely solid. So they were formed in 2007, so they've been around for quite some time. I feel like they've gone in a lull, a bit of a high rise when they first came out, and then sort of, I don't know if they hunkered down, hibernated, looked at what they were doing, and then have re-emerged with something brilliant from this album. The group is led by lead singer Alex Ebert, and the name of the band is based on a story Ebert wrote about a Masonic figure named Edward Sharpe. I hope I said that right. Messianic. Like Christian and I always say, we're perfectly unpolished here at Are You Aware? So please be kind to me today. I'm by myself. Drawing from roots, rock, folk, and gospel, psychedelic music as well, and you can definitely tell that from that song. Their image and sound evoke the hippie movement of the 60s and 70s, but putting on a millennial spin to it. Person A is their fourth studio album and was only released in April 2016. Now, Edric Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros have been involved with Big Sun, which is a non-profit focused on funding and developing co-ops and land trusts in urban areas around the world. And we did talk about this quickly last week on the show, or 2 weeks ago on the show. I think it's a great idea. Co-ops, as we talked about last time, co-ops are a huge help to a lot of people, I think, in Vancouver, trying to stay in the Lower Mainland while the prices go up. So it's so cool to see Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros getting behind that. The first large scale of the Big Sun Foundation was Avalon Village in a Highland Park within Detroit, Michigan. So if you want to find out more about Big Sun Foundation, just go bigsunfoundation.org. Now, next on the music agenda, Christian's not here. I have Winter Sleep with Lifting Cure, The Great Detachment, another album that we've highlighted recently, but this is a different song from that album. Again, Winter Sleep is such a great Canadian band from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They formed in 2001. They can't do no wrong in my they can't do anything wrong in my book, because they just keep producing fantastic stuff. The band received a Juno Award in 2008. They're playing at the Pemberton Music Festival in July, and this is their sixth album, which was released in March. This is the album is called The Great Detachment, and what you're about to hear is Lifting Cure. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Welcome to To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Powerful, motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream we could start again.
Hacking a faith and morality, the treatment of one faith towards another. Hacking a masculinity, femininity, sexuality. What is taught, what is felt, what is learned, what is shared. Hacking a God, stories of creation, servants and eggs. People share too much, people seem lonely. People want to connect, people want to uplift. People need uplifting. Three simple copper wires coiled round an orb. Hacking to orbit, equatorial landmines. Useful and precious metals.
Colton is cotton. Colton is Holton 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 is
hacking the horse. Industrial digital. Hacking the code. Your instrument is metaphor. How much your craft hacks the mainframe. Dismantle definitions. Dog man duty. Hacking to the database. Hacking to the subconscious. The panel of survival. Hacking to celebrity. Hacking to the cultural development of taste. Hacking to violence, fear, and ignorance. How are they linked?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and it's your favorite radio show, Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on, you know it, CITR. Now, that was Sal Williams. Now, if you ever want to buy an album that really makes you think, I would suggest buying anything by Sal Williams. He's a fantastic poet, writer, actor, and musician. Huge advocate of so many different things, and an activist, really deconstructs society, looking at our faux pas, looking at what we think we need and what we should have. Very interesting, as was that song right there. It really makes you think, and that's why we play Sal Williams on the show, because he really isn't afraid to write or sing or act or do whatever with regards to really getting his feelings out there, and he's, you know, highlighting the injustices and the hypocrisies of what's going on in our society. So that's his newest addition for us. That is The Bear, Colton as Cotton, and that's from his new album, Martyr Loser King. Great album. We'll definitely be playing that further throughout the year, but I thought that was such a interesting song to not only musically, because the music's and the melody was very interesting, but also from the lyrics as well. Some really cool things to say, as does Sal Williams have all the time. So in 1995, Williams had become an open mic poet. He won the title in 96 of New Yorkans Poets Cafe and Grand Slam champion. And in the leading, he's known also for the leading role in the 1998 independent film Slam. He would win both the Sundance Film Festival Grand Jury Prize, which is a hugely coveted prize, along with the Cannes Cameron Dior Golden Camera Prize. This is his fifth album, which we just heard, which was actually released on January 29th, 2016. He's a vocal critic of War on Terrorism and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And his better known works are anti-war themes like Not In My Name and Act 3, Scene 2, Shakespeare. As a writer, he's been published in the New York Times, Esquire, Bomb Magazine, African Voices, as well as released 4 collections of poetry. He's a vegan, so he really puts his money where his mouth where his money is. Money is where his mouth is. I can't think. I need Christian here. And currently resides in Paris, which is quite interesting. So I'm sure he had something to say after the terrorist attacks last year. In 2011, he added his name to Occupy Musicians, supporting the worldwide Occupy movement against income inequality. So, like I said, he not only talks about injustices, he also really supports these really great initiatives. So love Sal Williams. You'll be hearing a lot more of him in the next few months. Before that, we had Plants and Animals, another great Canadian band with their new initiative, Waltz In From the Rumbling. I realize we have a lot of new music today, so I hope you're enjoying all these new selections. The song I played was All of the Time. And, like I said before, Parks, Plants and Animals have been a great band. Really, I remember hearing them when I first arrived in 2008 and just thought they were a solid musical outfit, and they haven't disappointed with each album they've brought out. They have been involved in the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society, their 50th anniversary benefit in November 2013. And Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society protects more than huge swathes of vital land in Canada and many threatened species. Some of the animals at risk, such as the grizzly bear, North Atlantic right whale, and sage goose. So they are really looking to protect the land that these threatened species need to survive. Well, I wanted to give you, I know it's a long weekend and you're all thinking, what the heck am I going to do this weekend if I'm not camping? And of course, I feel like it's every year. May is such a tease. You get 2 weeks of beautiful weather, and then come the May long weekend, they forecast rain. I know that we're a lot hotter than we have been in previous Mays, but I'm just like, come on, give us a sunny May long. But they usually say it's going to rain and then it's actually beautiful. But if you have something, well, right now it's actually happening, I just realized. So you can listen to me and then go down and do this. You've got half an hour to do it. It's from 6 to 8. Hootsuite has teamed up with One Match, and they are doing a Get Cheeky campaign, which is basically they're asking people to come down to the Hootsuite headquarters, get a non-invasive cheek swab, and grab some refreshments. They're asking for 17 to 35-year-olds to come out and take a swab. It's like takes 20 minutes and add your name to the national database of potential stem cell donors. Hundreds of patients in Canada have disease that only can be treated by a stem cell transplant. So it's pretty easy to do. All you have to do is go down to Hootsuite. You can rush down, but make sure you're listening into CITR as well. It's from May 19th, which is tonight, from 6 to 8 at East 8th Avenue, which is the Hootsuite headquarters. So a lot of other cool things going on this weekend as well. There's the Yoga for Courage, which is happening from May 19th all the way through to June 29th. That is a drop-in yoga by donation to Wings and Courage Orphan Outreach Society. That's every Monday and Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:30 at Driftwood Dance Academy, Capilano Road, North Vancouver, and every Tuesday at the Hub between 11th and Main and Kingsway in Vancouver. So from 7:30 to 8:30. It's 100% of the proceeds go directly to supporting children who are orphaned or living in child-headed households in Uganda. And you don't think about that. You know, you think children, when they're orphaned, they'll usually go into an orphanage or a foster home and then they have some parental guidance. But there's so many children, not only in Uganda, but around the world, they're actually the head of their household. And they could be as young as 8 or 9 looking after their younger sisters and brothers and trying to make an existence now that their parents have left this world. So you can find out more about that at wingsofcourage.ca or send them an email at info@wingsofcourage.ca. Now that's just some of the cool things that are going on around town over the weekend and over the next few weeks. I'll find out a little bit more to see what's going on to give you some, you know, entertainment ideas for the long weekend as well as, you know, doing something good to help the world. So without further ado, let's move on to the next song that I've got for you today. It's Steve Mason with his new album, Meet the Humans. And the song that I am going to play for you today in a couple of seconds after I tell you a bit about him is Alive. Now, you might know him as the lead singer of one of the founding members of the Beta Band, which were a great band that only unfortunately released a couple of albums, but you know, they were personified in or made famous, I guess, in High Fidelity, that movie. They played one of the songs in there. He's also been a member of Black Affair with Jimmy Edgar, and according to Q Magazine, this is a little sad, after leaving the Beta Band, he was so deep in debt at one point that he was forced to take a second job on a building site, which is crazy because he's such a great musician. The singer was also crippled by depression that only recently lifted. So he's really been battling a long time. And you know what? It connects with what we've been doing today with Access Day, not only supporting and giving people with a mental health issues or disability or accessibility issues, they can come in here and, you know, really enjoy the power of the radio and the music. So really stoked that CITR has come back and supported Access Day today, as well as accessibility programming. That's another reason why CITR is awesome. There is such a diverse range of music, shows and programmers, so you can really see it's like a smorgasbord for your ears. Without further ado, this song is great. I'm so glad Steve Mason's come back on and is performing some new music. This is Alive. You're on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, and stay on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
sleepwalk through it, and just like there's nothing to it, and they will sing to you, baby, as they tax you daily. You know I can't sleep beside it, because I know what lies behind it, and if you run from it, baby, it will chase you daily. And when I say there's nothing to it, you know that's a lie. I sweat for the day and all night I cry.
For a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule, being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
I was Cleopatra, I was young and an actress, when you knelt by my mattress and asked for my hand. But I was sad, you asked it, as I laid in a black dress, with my father in a casket, I had no plans. Yeah. And I left the footprints, the mud stained on the carpet.
Come back, but don't pretend it lies. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Come back, but don't become it all. Come back alone or turning down. Don't waste my time pretending at all. Come back alone or call it all. You're gonna kill the both of us. Come back alone or call it all. Don't waste my time pretending at all. Come back or don't call it all. Are you already somewhere else? Somewhere else. Somewhere else. Somewhere. Somewhere
else. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And what a wonderful, uplifting, that's just the one of a very cool song to go on a road trip with. That's Basia Bulat with her song Infamous from her album Good Advice from, she just released this year. So that's something new. It was released on February 12th. So just a couple of months ago. She was so great. I saw her last year at the Folk Festival and was just fantastic. A Canadian folk singer-songwriter, and she's known for performing with an auto harp. Her third album, Tall, Tall Shadow, was nominated for a Juno Award in 2014 and was shortlisted in 2014 for the Polaris Music Prize. This new album, Good Advice, is her fourth studio album. She joined Iggy Pop, FKA Twigs, Sharon Jones, and Philip Glass for the 26th annual Tibet House US benefit concert in February at Carnegie Hall. Tibet House was created in 1964 by the US Central Intelligence Agency. So that's pretty cool when you think about it. So Tibet House was formed by the CIA in 1964. As a part of its attempts to keep the political concept of an autonomous Tibet alive within Tibet and among foreign nations and to build capabilities for resistance against possible political developments inside communist China. And Tibet House is still going strong all these years later. So I just thought that was so interesting. You know, in 64, communism and anti-communism would have been rife. So very interesting that they took the Tibet House and made it into an actual initiative and now a symbol of resistance for the Tibetan people. The Tibet House was part of a large military operation against communist China that included financing training in Colorado of parliamentary guerrillas loyal to the Dalai Lama and for operations to be launched against China from Tibet and India. Crazy stuff. You just think about that. That's not that long ago. 1964 is just 40-ish years ago. So crazy, crazy times. And unfortunately, and you know, crazy times that happened in 64, but also thinking about, you know, Tibet now, and unfortunately they still don't have autonomy. I hope that that happens soon. I know that a lot of artists have been involved over the years to try and highlight the Tibetans' plight. And wouldn't it be wonderful to see this happen before the Dalai Lama leaves this world, that he could actually go back to Tibet, to his home country. Enough about that. In the middle there, we had the Lumineers, that are a great three-piece from Denver, Colorado. They, in 2011, they self-recorded their EP and led a self-booked tour, which is so great, and we're seeing so much more of that with artists now taking the initiative, self-producing, self-creating, self-marketing, self-touring, really making it a do-it-your-own project so that they can keep their costs low and provide you know, music accessible to everybody and everyone. And unfortunately that doesn't really do too well for the record labels, but you know, it's one way of getting your name out there when a lot of the record labels will turn a blind eye to you. They released The Lumineers, which was their follow-up, was released on April 3rd, 2012 and went to number 11 on the Billboard charts. The title track, Cleopatra, from the new album Cleopatra, which was released on April 8th, 2016, sprang from an encounter with a taxi driver where one of the artists met in the Republic of Georgia, who retailed a tale of personal tragedy without a trace of self-pity. Pity. I thought that was quite cool. And the black and white photo that you can see on the record of Cleopatra depicts a silent movie star, Theda Bara, in her title role in the 1970 film Cleopatra. So everything's coming together quite nicely. This is their second studio album, and it was released, like I said, in April, and they're playing on Wednesday, June 1st, which is only just a couple of weeks away at Deer Lake Park in Burnaby. Guaranteed to be a great show. In 2012, at a national show, a Nashville show, a portion of the facility fee added to the ticket's face value went to benefit Music Cares, which is the Luminaries charity of choice, and a non-profit and charity organization that we've highlighted a lot, because there are numerous artists around the globe that support Music Care. Basically, Music Cares provides a safety net for critical assistance for music people in a time of need, especially when you're a struggling artist and you can't afford health benefits on your own. And their services and resources cover a wide range of financial, medical, and personal. They also focus their resources and attention of music industry on human service issues that directly impact the health and welfare of the music community. So such a great initiative, and you know, so glad that so many of the artists who are gaining success and are able to, you know, give something back to other musicians that may be struggling out there. Well, we're going to change themes. I've got Leon Bridges for you next, who just burst onto the scene in 2014 and has just, you know, skyrocketed to the ethos, basically. He has done such great stuff. The song that you're going to hear is from his most recent album, Coming Home, which was a huge hit. It received more than 800, well, one of the songs from it received more than 800,000 views, and it attracted the attention of 40 record labels, so that's pretty cool. His first single, Coming Home, was released in February 2015, and in 2015, a couple of months later, on May 27th, he actually busked for charity on the streets of Austin in support of the KEEN group, which is Kids Environmental Education Network, helping youth in Texas. So that was an Esquire initiative where they asked favorite musicians to take a break from South by Southwest and play for charities of their choosing. Such a good idea. He's going to be playing Sasquatch, which a lot of people go down to, the Gorge, which is a beautiful venue, on May 29th and 30th. So next weekend. You'd think Sasquatch would align it up with our long weekend, but I think that there's an American long weekend next weekend. That's why they have it there. So anyone who's going down to Sasquatch, I'm so jealous. Have a wonderful time. I've been there a few years ago now, but loved it. It was such a great event and location. So without further ado, this is a beautiful song by Leon Bridges. This is River. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I wanna come near and give every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. In my darkness I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord and He'll wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river, I wanna go. Go, take me to your river, I wanna know. Dip me in your smooth waters, I
going. As a man with many crimes come up for air, as my sins flow down the Jordan, who I want to come near and give every part of me. But there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river. I wanna go now. Oh, go. Take me to your river. I wanna know.
Best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
I want you more than I want you. love to be your favorite girl. Just let me in into your world. You got no clue what I can do to have you.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
You're not alone. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Uncle, which is a British musical outfit founded in 1994 by school friends James Lavelle and Tim Goldsworthy. DJ Shadow actually joined the fray for a little while in 1998 and helped them release Science Fiction, which is the album you just heard, and that song was Bloodstain. What a great song. The album also included collaborations with an all-star lineup, including Tom York from Radiohead, Mark Hollis from Talk Talk, Mike D from Beastie Boys, Cool G Rap, and then Jason Newsted from Metallica, Badly Drawn Boy, and Richard Ashcroft from The Verve. So a slew of great 90s musicians. Some of them have stayed around, like Radiohead, who is releasing a new album or something new is coming through from Radiohead, has been released or is about to be released, so keep your eye and ear out for that. Their most recent album was Where Did the Night Fall, which was their fifth studio album, and that was released in 2010. So they've yet to release anything new since then. Hopefully they'll be releasing something new. They do a great job with all their albums. They were involved with Cold Cut, Orbital, Crystal Fighters, and Penguin Prison, and Does It Offend You? Yeah, they're amongst the musicians that contributed to a silent charity single for Christmas dubbed Cage Against the Machine. And I've told you guys about this before, but basically it was a cover version of John Cage's 4:33 recording of silence. It was a recording of silence. The single was recorded in December prior to it release later in December on the 13th, and it was basically to try and offset the Christmas number one with something that usually it's a very commercial Christmas number one in UK. It's a huge thing, so they kind of wanted to see if they could put a spanner in the works by just producing silence, which we don't like on air. We don't like to have radio silence, so we'll keep the music going. In the middle then, you heard from Bearson featuring Cow with the song Want You from their single. Bearson's a Norwegian export, and that was a shout out to Christian over in Norway right now enjoying his Viking lifestyle for another couple of days and then on to Italy. Bearson is the co-founder of a rising record label called Next Wave. But I've only got 15 minutes left and 4 songs to give you, so I'm going to let the singers do the talking. The next song I've got for you is Wycliffe Jean, If I Was President. And I thought this was hilarious because last time I played this, he hadn't done this. So I found out about this and thought this was just fantastic. He actually, in August 2010, he formally filed papers as a candidate for the 2010 Haitian presidential election. So it's quite funny. This song was released in around 2008, 2009. So he must have been thinking about this prior to, obviously releasing the album prior to putting in papers to be a candidate. He didn't win, obviously, but he's been a huge supporter of Haiti. Obviously, he was born there. He was one of the Fijis. I wish the Fijis got back together, but I was reading that it will never happen, unfortunately. He established the Yellow Haiti Foundation to provide humanitarian aid and assistance to Haiti. In its first year of operation, it provided scholarships for 3,600 children, which is awesome. And then in the second year, he almost doubled the amount of scholarships that spread through Haiti, providing tuition in 5 regions compared to just 1 region the year before. So without further ado, a great song, really interesting lyrics. I thought it was quite poignant, seeing as the Americans are going into an election in November. And in Canada, which we talked about last time on the show, they just love, televising the circus that's going on down there. So here is Wycliffe Jean with If I Was President. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Yeah, election time's coming. Who you gonna vote for? Yeah. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday. Yeah. Assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah.
instead of spending billions on the war, I can use that money so I can feed the poor. Cause I know some so poor. When it rains, that's when they shower, scream and fight the power. That's when the vulture devours. If I was president, I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. I know some soldiers that sleep but they can't dream. Wake up with screams, sounds of M16. So take this medal of honor for your bravery. I wish you the best, kid, you and your family. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president.
But the radio won't play this. They call it rebel music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses, tell the children the truth. The truth, it's not all that bling that's diamond. Yeah. Tell them the truth, the truth. Most of y'all wear cubic zirconia.
Take it off.
Tell
now.
Them the truth, the truth. Yeah,
your soul is worth more than diamonds.
Yeah. If I was president. All blacks, I had reparation, no segregation. Feed the nation so there's no famine. Muslims use Christians with our whole hands. Every week on the beach, party by the sand. Word up, take trips on Air Force One. Don't need to bring the homeless with no sneaks to Air Force One. Better schools in the hood, better teachers for the classes. Making money, paying no taxes. Find the best scientists, tell them come up with an answer. I want the cure for AIDS and cancer. But I gotta watch my back, snipers on the hill with the steel. Waiting to JFK.
I was president. I get elected on Friday. Assassinated on Saturday. Buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president. If I was president. I feel the rain coming. Let me play my guitar for them right now.
Let's go.
Stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Maxed out the favors. He said to Johnny, yo, you need to get your papers.
fatigue. Pardon me, don't think I made up being facetious. They're looking for new days, they're looking for visas. Looking for love, a pair of Nike sneakers. Oh, they never knew how live I got.
Live and go. My ghetto people get live and go. My low flow people get live and go. If you don't go, you can get live and go. Live and go. My ghetto people get live and go. My low flow people get live and go. If you don't go, you can get live and go.
Johnny was a good man. Johnny from Jam Down. Without a plan, thought he had the upper hand now. Next to nothing, still anonymous to downtown. He never knew how live it got. Got the plot too thick in this melting pot. Watch the heat rise up to your project blocks. Street heat, looking for yes men. New blood on the block, enough to invest in. The underworld overtook your girlfriend. Under the street light, she under the influence. Can't read or write, no plan in sight. Grind and grit, the hard liquor mix. You call them immigrants, I call them cousins. I call them when they're out in the street running. They call me from the pay as you go buttons. They never knew how live it got.
Central America, Africa, West Indies. Facilities full of deportees. That's how it was and that's how it is. They never knew how live it got.
Live and go. My ghetto people get live and go. My low flow people get live and go. If you don't know, you can get live and go. Live and go. My ghetto people get live and go. My low flow people get live and go. If you don't know, you can get live and go. Get the paper, need the paper before they conform and compromise. Can't go on, this place is not my home. Get the paper, need the paper, live a little life before I'm gone. Running for their lives.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that's some of my favorite people, Grand Analog, with their song from a few years ago, but still a good one, Get Live and Go. If you've never seen Grand Analog, check them out. They're a great Canadian band that have done some great work. They've worked with me at Music for Change Oxfam, and they have released so many great songs, so check them out. That was, like I said, Get Live and Go from their Calligraffiti album of a few years ago. Now, before we say adieu, I need to tell you about our schedule. Unfortunately, Christian and I won't be back on air until June 16th is what I'm thinking it's going to be. In 2 weeks, we're unable to do the show. Christian is still flapping around in Europe, and I'm unable to do that week. But we will be back on June 16th with a great show. Hopefully, he'll have some fantastic new Italian and Norwegian music to share with you all after he gets back from his trip. Hope you've enjoyed Little Old Me playing the songs for the last hour and a half. As always, really appreciate your support listening in. If you have any questions, ideas, thoughts, music you want us to play, whatever, you can always email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. I know that's a long email title, email address, but it's what works for us. You can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, although we're terrible at Instagram, so maybe you don't want to follow us on that. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm going to say adieu with a really great band that's doing some pretty cool stuff. Bear Mountain, their song Hopeful, which is off their upcoming new album, Badu. As you know, we try and bring in the music, the new music, before it's even released, because we're so 5 minutes from now with that cutting edge. Great local band doing some amazing work, and not only musically but around the world. Well, not around the world, but doing some pretty cool things like riding across the country for CF. So without further ado, hope you enjoy this song. Be good to one another. See you in about a month, and enjoy the start of summer. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. This has been Are You Aware? Music that has something to say.
Tragic.